Section 10.2, Humanware Companion, Transferring Text Files. In the last section, we reviewed the Companion Talking Books window. In this section, let's look at how that same type of window can be used to transfer text documents. I'm on my desktop. I'm going to press the letter H to look for the Humanware Companion icon.
H, Humanware Companion.
There it is. I'm going to press Enter.
Enter.
My storage card is already loaded in my computer. The companion will open it and start scanning for books.
Humanware Stream Companion - Talking Books Dialog. Talking Books on PC 3 View. Please wait. Dialog. Please wait.
So there it is. It's returned to the Talking Books window where I last was, and it's scanning to find the Talking Books on my PC. If I tab over to the location of where the Talking Books are.
Tab, Talking Books on PC includes zip tab, Talking Books on PC, PC, Talking Books, location, edit combo, C colon / documents and settings / Jerry / my documents / books / Daisy, 3 of 3, alt plus O.
As I pointed out in the previous section, the companion did remember the location of my Talking Books, my documents, books, Daisy. So you only need to set the location of your Talking Books on the computer once. The companion will remember it for each session. And, of course, you can have separate locations on your computer for each of the bookshelves on the stream. The companion will remember each one separately. Now, we want to investigate the text transfer window in this session, so let me go to the menu with the Alt key.
Menu, File F.
So I'm going to go to the Transfer menu.
Transfer key.
And down arrow to find the text files.
Transfer menu, Talking Book, Other Book, Audible, Music, and Podcasts, Text Files, Control, plus F, checked, F.
And here's the window for the text files bookshelf. I'm going to press Enter to open it.
Enter, leaving menus, please wait, dialog, please wait, cancel button, text files on PC preview, 2008-05.pdf, not selected, 231kb, not checked, 3 of 371, to move through.
So it's found 371 text files on my computer. I believe it's probably scanning all of my documents. I'm going to tab over to the location of the text files on my PC.
Tab, text files on PC, PC, text files, location, edit combo, C colon / documents and settings / Jerry / my documents / 3 of 4, alt plus O.
Just as with Talking Books, because this is the first time we've entered the text files transfer window since we installed the companion, it's pointing at my documents. So I can tab to the Browse button.
Tab, text files on PC, Browse PC, .. button to activate, press space.
So we showed in the last section how to use the Browse button to find the location on the computer for the books, but let me just Shift-Tab.
Shift-Tab, text files on PC, PC, text files, location, edit combo, C colon / documents and settings / Jerry / my documents / alt plus O.
And I'll show you another way to set the path by just typing it into this edit box. I'm going to press the N key to go to the end of this path,
end.
And I'm going to type books /. Text. And I'll just repeat that string.
C colon / documents and settings / Jerry / my documents / books / text.
Now it's looking in my documents / books and then the subfolder text to find my text files. That's where I store them on my PC.
Shift tab, text files on PC preview, Excel 2007 left parent from MVP right parent.txt not selected 81kb not checked 1 of 4.
So now we have only 4 books. The first one is a text file. I'm going to down arrow.
TechReview.pdf not selected 228kb not checked.
And there's a PDF file.
ProductCatalog.htm not selected.
And an HTML file.
Word 2007 left parent from NDP right parent.doc not selected 200.
And a DOC file. So I have 4 different types of files here. A text file, an HTML file, a DOC file, and a PDF. So I'm going to check them all.
Excel 2007 left checked. Spit product catalog. Checked, techreview.pdf, not checked, space, techreview.pdf, word 2007 left parent from NBP right parent .doc, not checked, space, word 2007 left parent from NBP right parent .doc, select.
So now with all of these 4 files checked, I'm just going to press the Enter key to start the transfer.
Enter, stream companion - processing dialog, read only edit 10%.
This is taking a bit of time because in addition to transferring, the companion is converting the DOC, the Microsoft Word document, to an HTML file.
34%, 100%, stream companion - processing left bracket 100%, right bracket dialog, successfully completed dialog, the operation was successfully completed, okay, space, Humanware stream companion - text files dialog, please wait.
It transferred all 4 of those files, and as I mentioned, it will have converted the DOC document to an HTML and it will have converted the PDF document that I transferred to a TXT on the storage cart. The advantage of doing this is that it does give us access to the PDF format on the stream by converting it to text. The stream is not capable of playing large PDF files, so we play the more efficient text file format, TXT format, on the stream. And the Microsoft Word DOC format is more efficiently read as an HTML format on the stream because we can then take advantage of the structured heading navigation that might be present in any Microsoft Word documents. So I'm going to tab over now to the storage card.
Tab, text files on P, tab, text files on PC, browse P, tab, text files on storage card, preview, Excel 2007, left parent from NDP, right parent.txt, not selected, 81KB, not checked, 1-4.
And there's the TXT file that we transferred. It remains as a TXT file on the storage card.
Product catalog.htm, not selected, 1KB, not checked.
And there's the product catalog HTML file that we transferred. It remains as an HTML.
TechReview.txt, not selected, 6KB, not checked.
And there's the PDF file that we transferred from the PC, and it's now in a TXT format.
Word 2007, left parent from NDP, right parent.html, not selected, 213KB, not checked.
And there's the Microsoft DOC that we transferred, which is now in an HTML format. This concludes the demonstration of how to transfer text files from the PC to the storage card.